Reading for June 12th, entitled, God's Hand is on the Wheel. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The future is before us, and unforeseen events will surely take place, changing the present aspect of things in the world. Lust and greed are striving for the supremacy. Oppression and hatred will be exercised to destroy. Inspired by a power from beneath, Satan's instrumentalities will work with intensity to carry out his will. The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Every truly converted soul will put on the whole armor of God and will bravely face the unseen foe. God's servants will realize the necessity of partaking of the divine nature. Now is our time of peril. Our only safety is in walking in the footsteps of Christ and wearing His yoke. Troublous times are before us. In many instances, friends will become alienated. Without cause, men will become our enemies. The motives of the people of God will be misinterpreted, not only by the world, but by their own brethren. The Lord's servants will be put in hard places. A mountain will be made out of a molehill to justify men in pursuing a selfish, unrighteous course. The work that men have done faithfully will be disparaged and underrated because apparent prosperity did not attend their efforts. By misrepresentation, these men will be clothed in the dark vestments of dishonesty because circumstances beyond their control made their work perplexing. They will be pointed to as men that cannot be trusted, and this will be done by the members of the church. God's servants must arm themselves with the mind of Christ. They must not expect to escape insult and misjudgment. They will be called enthusiasts and fanatics, but let them not become discouraged. God's hand is on the wheel of His providence, guiding His work to the glory of His name. God calls upon His people to be bright lights in the world, shining amid the darkness of sin. Living the life of the life-giver brings its reward. He went about doing good. This every true follower of His will do, filled with a sacred sense of His loyalty to God and His duty to His fellow beings. Through the knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus, Christians are to grow in grace, constantly drawing nearer perfection of character. Taken from Manuscript 156b, from the year 1901, entitled The Signing of Agreements.